Number three. Unforgiving equals don't forget, in parenthesis, judgmental. Unforgiving equals don't forget, in parenthesis, judgmental. Now, this is very interesting to me. Imagine getting to such a critical stage in your life where you could make this statement. Write this down, ellipsis. I'm about to die. Oh, give me a break. You're just hungry. I'm about to die. So what profit shall this birthright be to me? So what profit shall this birthright be to me? Verses 31 through. I really need this dope. So who cares if it messes up my calling? I really need this job out of town. So who cares if it wipes me out completely and takes me in the wrong place? I really need this wife. So who cares if it's the wrong woman? It's interesting to me how the course of unwillingness to cooperate can lead to unbelieving and unforgiveness in your heart, to where you just don't believe and you won't believe because you won't let go. Number four, unable equals never try, stunted. You know something, folks? He could have walked over and gotten anything to eat he wanted. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, and they wouldn't let him in the kitchen area.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what his brother was cooking was all there was to eat. Unable equals never try, in parenthesis, stunted. And by the way, bitter people can never, ever do for themselves. It says, and Jacob gave Esau, verse 34a. Bitter people end up being carried by sweet people. But don't just presume because we are carrying you and putting up with your attitude that that means you can just keep doing this for the rest of your life. See, Esau might well have been thinking to himself, well, we're just playing a game here anyway. I'll get the food from him and then tell him to go jump in the lake. I'm still the firstborn. I came out of the womb first, so Jacob. But God, you see, here's the thing. You can play word games with people on earth, but you never know when God says, okay, you just said that to her, and she just did that to you, and now I'm taking you at your word. How many times has the forbearance of God allowed us to say and do things and seemingly get away with it because nothing seemed to happen? You recall in Romans it says the forbearance of God. Not knowing that the forbearance of God leads you to repentance. It's his goodness. In other words, he didn't judge you on the spot the way he did Ananias and Sapphira. He lets you go on. I mean, not everyone who steals their tithe and offering gets struck dead. Otherwise, maybe none of us would be alive in this room. But does that mean now God doesn't care anymore? You see, this is interesting with the issue of Esau. God allowed Esau and Jacob to live out their lives, and neither one of them knew what was going to stick. And what was going to stick was what God decided in heaven, and you never can be sure of that. He let you get away with that 28 times. And this time's going to cost you. That's all we see here. And Jacob gave Esau. Once again, Jacob took care of Esau with his bad attitude, and Esau was glad.